seated. Between the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, may my words be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This week we find ourselves again still remaining in that discourse, that farewell discourse or last minute summary lesson that Jesus is giving the disciples on Maundy Thursday before heading off to the cross. You may be wondering, why are we here in the pre-Easter scriptures bit of John during the Easter season when we've already done Holy Week and Easter morning? It's a fair question. And I think the only reason is that the stuff that Jesus teaches the disciples in these verses is so important that it is basically the whole message of Easter. Love, death, and resurrection. Jesus is teaching us something not only about who we are to be to one another, but also something quite profound about the cross. In this section of John, Jesus is telling us that the cross is not some place of atonement, a blood sacrifice for an angry God who needed to see his own son suffer a horrific death in order to be appeased for all the awful things that humanity has done. In this teaching, the cross is instead a place of perfect love, of one man laying down his life for his friends. The revelation of God in the person of Jesus gave the people of the time, and not special people, normal people, peasants, fishermen, women, tax collectors, not at the top of the human food chain, just regular people, listening to a rabbi who chose them to be his followers, a ragtag bunch whose paths might never have crossed had it not been for God. What a more perfect way to say, I love you, than to remove the hierarchy between them and say, we are no longer teacher and student. I call you friends. But friends do not obey commandments, or at least my friends don't. A barbecue at my house is always a mess. Dogs obey. Again, my dogs don't really, but they should. Dogs obey, friends don't. If we think about how we as human beings get obedience from other human beings for a second, let's use children as an example. We love our children, and we also have to teach them how to behave, which involves some kind of discipline. Now, it used to be that parents would spank their children to teach them that something was wrong. And over time, that's changed, and now we might instead take away a privilege like a phone or the freedom to just go out and play. You know, like you're grounded a week, a month, forever. On a larger scale, to get obedience, conquering nations would use or will use violence or the threat of violence to subdue a population and get the desired behavior, whether that be to fall in line to a new regime or to begin worshiping a new god. Our own history is sadly full of these examples. However, even though we call Jesus Lord, we also call him friend because he seeks us as his friends. So obedience to Jesus then is not about perpetuating violent, abusive, coercive relationships. Jesus requests obedience to a commandment that is at the heart of friendship, and that commandment is to love one another. Therefore, if we're wondering, what are we obeying? And if we should indeed do what we are being asked or told, we need only ask ourselves, what is the motivation? Is the motivation love? Love of God, love of neighbor, etc., etc. Jesus is basically saying, I, your teacher and friend, love you so much that I will show you just how much on the cross because I know that I am going to return to you, my friends. And all I ask of you is that in the meantime, you strive to love one another as I have loved you. In other words, all that you need, all that is in you, that seeks to be above one another or to have power over one another, you must let those motivations die because to obey is to love. Now, I was reading this week and I thought, well, this all sounds very West Coast hippy-dippy flowers and unicorns to say, but the reason we are here again in this farewell discourse is because we have to keep hearing this stuff again and again, because it's really not that easy to just love love one another. And you only have to take a quick look at the news to see that. But it is the most important part of Jesus' message. Easy to say, harder to live, especially when we are all so different. And we like living in the safety of knowing the things that are right for us, right? Another way of being or doing things that falls outside of what we know is right, for example, loading the dishwasher correctly, might for us feel uncomfortable, and so we may want to shut it out or garrote someone in the kitchen. But that comes from fear, not love. And we are still learning that, just like the first disciples. Remember, they argued about who would sit next to Jesus when he came in his kingdom. They started out preaching only to the people who were like them. And then the Spirit started leading them to baptize eunuchs and Romans. And Jesus called on Saul on his way to round up and punish all those naughty Jesus followers. And he said, "Why are you persecuting me? I'm going to work through you to go outside of your comfort zone to people who are so different in ways that you would never ask and cannot possibly imagine yet." The Spirit started teaching them that things they thought were not okay were now all right, because love is the most important thing, and you can only trust that to be true, because your friend who did the one thing that only God could do in obedience to love died and rose again to prove once and for all how much God loves us. Peter, the least likely of all the disciples who Jesus said he would build his church upon, had to learn this lesson. He wrote at one point, and I can't find the scripture, but I know it's in there, in these words or close to, "I am learning that God does not show partiality to one group of people over another. The good news is for all, and it travels as we love one another." Peter shows us that the Spirit is full of surprises. He probably wondered numerous times, "Should we be admitting anyone and everyone into this way of life? Should I baptize Gentiles?" I imagine that he, like us, had to ask himself, "Am I being obedient to my friend and master? Am I acting out of love?" Children learn to love by being loved, don't they? When someone hasn't experienced the peace and safety of being loved as a child, they struggle later in life in all kinds of ways. But adults can learn to love and be loved. And that is where we come in, because it's a very adult, some would say even silver-haired community here in Powell River for the largest part. And adults often bring themselves to church at times in their lives when things are really not going that great. Now, we don't have to welcome them and become everything they need and fix them. We don't have to do any of that. God will do all the heavy lifting in their hearts that is needed. All we have to do is love them where they are at. And that is one thing, St. David's and St. Paul's, that you are so good at, so never lose that. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you. By this people will know that you are my disciples." May it be so here today and always. Amen.